And we are back. We are back once again. Blow the whistle, episode 10.
Yeah, sure. Jeez. That sounds right.
We don't have the list in front of me. Guys, thanks for joining us again. Blow the whistle, episode 10. Eric, how you doing?
Doing well. Another winning week, so I can't complain too much, right?
Yeah. I mean, another winning week. Schmitty was hotter than hell again, 4-1 again, it's bringing crazy. His record to 12-3 over the last 3 weeks, if you're keeping track at home.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Maybe take his advice and throw a couple bets out there at this point.
If not, then just call him out afterwards if it doesn't go your way.
You have a legitimate reason to be mad at him if you don't hit one of these bets.
Seriously, it's bad. I'm starting to use his bets. Like, that's how bad it is.
We're getting desperate.
No, I think he's that hot right now. You got to ride it.
What did you go last week?
3-2.
3-2. I went 3-2. So, collectively, the quick math on that is
15-1.
Yeah. No.
I can't, I'm not good
10,
at that.
10-5, actually, I think.
Okay.
But 10-5, that's pretty solid. So you're coming out in the green if you're taking our advice.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Again, Blow the Whistle, episode 10. We got some good topics to cover. We will be joined again by Steve later on.
Yeah.
Is our guest picker. You know, ride him while he's hot. Tito's handmade picks. But interesting week in the NFL, especially here in Cleveland.
It's exciting.
Very exciting week. Before we get started on Cleveland, I guess some secondary news. It might be bigger in some other cities, but
oh, happy Halloween!
Well, right? Happy Halloween. Okay. Yeah, no, but some of these trades. Ha-ha Clinton Dix, your boy. You kind of wanted him gone. He's out of Green Bay.
I was never a huge fan, but I don't see anything bad that comes from it. So,
well, he's out of there, so you don't have to worry about him anymore. Golden Tate going to Philadelphia, yeah. Which I think is the most impactful trade personally.
It could be. I don't know how they're going to use him. It's going to be very interesting.
It's going to be very interesting, but I think, you know, from a fantasy perspective. Being a Golden Tate owner like I am, I'm pretty happy with it.
It doesn't hurt anything.
I think he's going from a good situation to another good situation.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see it being bad.
I mean, I think if you're, you know, Nicholas Aguilar owner, first of all, who cares? I mean, it's like, you could stream him probably in most leagues.
Right.
You're probably losing some value there. But, yeah, Golden Tate, production could go up. Demaryius Thomas going to Houston.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
Everyone's all over that one as like the biggest or the most like noteworthy one.
I think he's kind of washed up personally.
To me, I don't. It's not what they had before. Like, they had the speed that could stretch the field, and then they kind of missed out on that with injuries. So then you bring in just a bigger body. So, I mean, I don't know. When Deshaun Watson misses, he misses high. So maybe that's their thinking. He's somebody tall.
Personally, I think you watch Demaryius Thomas play. I think there's a noticeable difference between Demaryius Thomas now and Demaryius Thomas 3-4 years
ago. Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, I think it's not that impactful. And then, of course, you know, Amari Cooper a week ago, which we kind of discussed, which I, you know, you think you're definitely probably regretting giving up a number one.
But I still think that has the most chance for impact most impactful. So.
I mean, I guess you might have to give up a one for him. He's 24 years old. I mean, he's a speedster. He has 2,000-yard seasons. I mean, he's not in a great situation in Oakland. I mean, who knows? Who knows how that one turns out? But probably the most impactful trade besides Golden Tate, in my opinion. Well, Golden Tate, I just say that because given the situation he's going into.
Nothing changed. Did you say the Ty Montgomery one?
No, but...
Oh, never mind. Well,
I thought he was going to get cut. I can't believe they got a 2020 seventh-round pick for him.
Listen, I was probably that guy's biggest fan. For a while.
Yeah.
And then I'm watching the game against the Rams, bet on the over, and watching it. And then he brings the ball out of the end zone after everybody and their brother can think, like, hey, you're going to get the 2-minute warning and the ball to 25 if you just knee it. Like, and then he brings it out. And then he fumbles.
I heard before he was told he was, like, given strict, like...
See, and that's what I was... Like,
strictly, hey, stay in the end zone, do not take it
out. I was fuming because I'm like, how do you not tell that guy just, you know, to stay in the end zone? He's a Stanford guy. You think you should have known anyway, but I mean, I'm not a body language reader. I'm not fluent there, but I have noticed, like, the past few games, he, like, shrugs some things off a little bit more, and he's just not into it like he was, but I think it's a good move for the Ravens, depending on how they use him, but I think he should get used somewhere because he has some talent. He has a skill right. He has a skill set.
Maybe things just got sour in Green Bay. I'm thinking, you know, from a Packers fan perspective, like, how painful was that, knowing how many times have you seen Aaron Rodgers? He might be the guy all time. He might be your guy to, like, you might handpick him to lead you down for a final drive, and knowing that... This guy costs away the kickoff, knowing you got Aaron Rodgers just waiting in the wings to kind of lead you down.
They go down. All they need is a field goal to win. It takes the game over, I win my bet. Packers win. Everything's fine. But instead, he fumbles it. Rams get the ball. They have a, now they're about to score.
I win my bet.
They're about to score, like either field goal or touchdown, and then I win my bet, and that's still okay. But that's not the case. Gurley takes off and then sits down at the 2-yard line,
helping me out.
Fuck that guy.
That's a
sorry.
We'll have to edit that out.
Yeah.
Sorry. Actually, I guess we don't have to. It's,
yeah. No, we will. Yeah.
Hopefully, no kids are listening. Anyway, the biggest news, though, obviously, Hugh Jackson. Just to in case you live under a rock, Hugh Jackson relieved of his duties as head coach for the Cleveland Browns.
Fired.
Todd Haley fired.
Yep.
Greg Williams takes over as interim head coach, and
he's still
Freddie Kitchens is the offensive coordinator. Is he still the acting defensive coordinator, or is his son?
I heard his son
has an expanded role now. Too.
Yeah, I heard. Like, I heard he's still going to run the show there on defense. So
Greg Williams said he had 11 opportunities to interview for head coaching vacancies since he got fired from Buffalo. And he said 4 of those, it was just show up inside your name, you're a new head coach. I don't know if I believe that.
You don't know if you believe that?
That might be exaggerating a little bit. I mean, I haven't really heard his name as a hot candidate. Like, I guess since Bountygate, that kind of killed him a little bit. I think people thought he's done in the NFL for good after that. But, I mean, he made a kind of little resurgence.
He's all over the place with his quotes, though, too.
Like, he's a lot, but I like him. I think, like, as a...
Oh, I like him, too.
As an interim head coach, I think that's exactly what the Browns need right now. Just to kind of salvage what they have left in the season. I think it was – this is – here, I'm going to go on a rant for a quick second here.
I was going to say one of our previous guests has actually played for him too. So,
oh, Bleedy Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Bleedy Ray. Can I go on a rant for a second?
Please.
Because this is what I don't get about this whole Brown situation. I feel that people now are jumping all over him. Like right now at this time, they're jumping all over the Browns, just absolutely killing them now – after they fire Hugh Jackson and after they fire Todd Haley. If anything, I'm saying finally they made a right move.
Yeah.
Finally. It's like I'd say 2-3 weeks ago, jump all over them. At the beginning of the season, jump all over them for bringing them back. At this point, I'm finally applauding them for making a good, logical move. Get this bozo out of the head coaching office. Get him out of the facility. Get him out of Berea. Get him out of Cleveland. He stinks. He's a loser. They finally make a good move. And now – everyone decides to jump all over the Browns.
I did think that was really weird because it had to have been a hell of a pipe dream if you thought he was coming back. Because the only way he comes back is if they make the playoffs. He's got to do something to stand out. And if you think they're making the playoffs, then like pass me some of that too because that's crazy talk. So like it was just a matter of time, no matter however you look at it. And if you do it now, you know, you save probably a coaching search down the line. You probably get first pick.
I think it always makes sense to fire a guy.
If it's not working out, and then you get more of the stories that coming out, starting to come out more and more that shit was going on behind the scenes that wasn't what they wanted, and you know they were kind of butting heads and things like that. So I don't know how much to believe, but at the same time, you're hearing it more and more, so that means at least something's going on.
Let me ask you this: does it help Baker Mayfield? Because this is obviously like this has been brought up quite a bit. Does it help Baker Mayfield that Hugh Jackson is now fired and Todd Haley is fired? Both of these guys. I'm going to ask you this collectively. If both those guys are fired, does it help him or does it hurt him at this point in the season?
Honestly, my opinion, I think it does not hurt him or I don't know how it would help him. But I think he never took Hugh Jackson serious. So I don't know how much – like which way that sways in that opinion. I've heard quotes of people saying people from the Browns compared Hugh Jackson to Michael Scott from The Office. So
yeah, I heard that as Myles Garrett.
It probably was.
Personally.
And that's probably true.
I think it helps Baker Mayfield. I think when there's discord in the building, I think it helps him more than hurts him. I don't think it's going to help him tremendously.
It doesn't set him up for anything next year as far as like playbook wise, but experience wise, that means everything. So
experience wise, you're forced to lead a little bit. You've been through a situation. I mean, I just think as a quarterback in the NFL, he could grow from a situation like this. But I also think, as far as his development goes, like if there is that much, I mean, there has to be. If Hugh Jackson is calling for Todd Haley to get fired, and Todd Haley is calling for Hugh Jackson to get fired, I can't imagine that they have a good working relationship in front of everyone else in practice and meetings. I can't imagine it's a healthy relationship.
We don't know, but we can assume. Yeah, I know. We can definitely assume.
If they both get fired, like, and you hear all these stories, I mean, it's like these stories don't come out of nowhere. I mean, I just feel that, you know, it's good for Baker that get these guys out of here and you can start fresh in, you start with a guy that, like, you still got Ken Zampezi there. You still got Freddie Kitchen there. It's two familiar faces. It's not like you're changing up. You don't have a brand new offense you're going to start running all of a sudden. You're just a different guy calling the plays.
I heard good things about Kitchen, so we'll just
see. Yeah, he's Bruce Arians' guy.
Is he?
He's a Bruce Arians guy. He's been a quarterback coach for Carson Palmer.
You sure you're talking about Byron Leftwich?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, I'm interested to see how it shakes out, though, because, I mean, 99.9% chance none of these guys come back next year.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was my next question. What are the actual chances of Greg Williams coming back to the Browns?
Zero. But that just means that he's going to end up coaching his ass off and hopefully finding another spot.
All these guys are auditioning.
Yeah, so that works out. You play for your next – it's a contract year for everybody in a term.
Right. Especially guys like – you think like Freddie Kitchens. Like, this is his first shot at calling plays. What an opportunity for him.
Yeah.
And that's what people are killing the Browns for, too. You know, he's never called plays before. You know what? No one
– They said
at one
did.
Point, someone's always got to call plays for
they
the first
time.
They
said in that one preseason game he did.
Yeah, versus the Lions.
I wish
– That's not a ton of experience.
He should have just had a smoke screen with that because, I don't know, then you get some type of hints of what he would call, but I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you don't say anything.
Yeah, maybe you just don't say fucking anything.
Yeah. That's Hugh Jackson for you, though. Yeah, you know, we had Freddie call the plays.
No, that was Dorsey.
Dorsey said
keeping
it?
Keeping his gum-chewing mouth closed. Yeah, couldn't do it.
All right, well, if Greg Williams is not going to be the head coach, 0%, to quote you, 0% chance he's coming back next year.
I said
99.9% chance he's not coming back next year.
Yeah.
Okay. 100% chance he's not coming back, whatever. You know what I meant.
Yeah, sure.
Now, in your opinion, who you think is the leading candidate coming back? Leading candidate going into the 2019 season, who's going to be coaching the Browns?
Let's talk types. I'll say, because it's too hard to be specific on a guy. Oh, everyone's going to say, what's his nuts from Oklahoma? Lincoln Riley.
But yeah.
It's like, it's too specific. There's going to be so many
names
out
there. Am I crazy? If they hire Lincoln Riley, is that a good, is that right now?
I think it's crazy. I don't think it's going to happen.
Do you think it's a good hire?
I don't know.
Do you think he has enough of a resume to justify him?
I don't think I could do it, to be honest. I don't think I could do it. He inherited a lot at Oklahoma. He was a good play caller. At the same time, I can't get fucking flashbacks of him against Georgia in overtime. And
you always go back to that one.
I have to.
All right, fine. I'm going to paint a picture. You're Jimmy Haslam. Who you hiring? Notice I didn't say John Dorsey. You're Jimmy Haslam. Who you hiring? Because you know he's running the show.
He is, and that's the biggest problem there. It really is.
And that is the biggest problem.
As bad as Hugh is, Haslam's worse.
If you're a Browns fan and you don't understand that Jimmy Haslam is the guy holding you back, then you have to open your eyes.
Yeah.
He made a good decision hiring John Dorsey. He's pretty highly regarded. Andy Reid said a lot of nice things. Dorsey drafted all those guys. That's why the Chiefs are having so much success. Those are all Dorsey's guys. That's... you know, high praise right there from a very, very a guy that, you know, very respected guy in the NFL. However, you still have one big roadblock, and that's Jimmy and D Haslam.
Yeah,
two big roadblocks right sitting right there. Because if you take it from a Tennessee Volunteer fan, I know exactly what he. I mean, he ran Fulmer out of town, brought in Lane Kiffin. We know how that worked out. Brought in Derek Dooley. We know how that worked out. Brought in Butch Jones. Do I need to keep going? Need I remind you of this head coaching debacle, of a head coaching search debacle that happened this offseason that Jimmy Haslam was spearheading. So, I mean, there's nothing in his past that makes me think that this is going to be a smooth turn. The guy's a control freak.
Yeah.
So God bless John Dorsey. I hope he I hope I'm wrong. I don't think I will be, but I hope I'm wrong, and I hope he lets Dorsey kind of make this decision.
We'll see.
But what do you think, in your opinion, I'm asking you this. I'm not going to hold you to it.
Okay.
If you're Haslam right now, who are you hiring?
Mike McCarthy.
If all things, so we'll say everyone's open. Mike McCarthy's your guy.
I'm just saying, like that's a potential. Like if you want to go potentials, there's numerous out there. But McCarthy, the Campbells, Dan, or the coach at Iowa State. What's that?
Matt Campbell.
Matt.
Yeah,
it's close.
Mount Union grad.
Yeah, so something like that. I could see.
His name's gaining a lot of attention.
It is. But then again, I think Dorsey goes veteran coach, young OC. I think that's what it is. It's really hard. Everyone wants the next Sean McVay. It's really hard to find that guy. Like they're not around every corner. So I think you get a good OC, that makes all the difference. That'll be the closest one working with Baker.
McVay changes everyone's opinion on like who should be hired as head coach.
Yeah. They had Kyle Shanahan. They blew that.
They did blow that. Yeah. He's doing real good this year.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, though, if you want to kill – for the people that want to kill Hugh Jackson, like, that's pretty much what he's working with the last 2 years. Kyle Shanahan's 1-7. Like, a team similar in talent. Like, I mean, you take Jimmy Garoppolo away from that team, and then that's his, like, you know, get-out-of-jail-free card. But they're still 1-7.
You just love Beathard, so.
I do like Beathard. I think he's all right. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm just saying, like, don't crown. I agree with you, but, like, it's such a two-edged sword. Like,
I think that Hugh Jackson is a veteran coach.
I think people kill Hugh Jackson because he's a clown. Like, he clearly is a clown. And I'm just playing devil's advocate. I don't think Shanahan's a bad – I think Shanahan would be a great hire. If you could somehow – if you were to bring him to Cleveland right now, I think you'd be thrilled to have him as a head coach. But I do think that this Browns job is you know, I was talking to Garrett about this. I think the Browns job is actually very, very appealing.
It could be. Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways it is.
You just spent
– it's very appealing for a GM.
You had the top quarterback out of the rookie class last year. You know, you got him. You know, you have a year under his belt. If whoever the head coach is, you have to work with
that
him.
That head coach has got to believe in him because
I mean, I feel like most guys will. The perception of Baker around the league right now, consensus is that like people like him. People think he's going to go forward. I think you're crazy if you see it differently. But
okay, so you got a good quarterback. You got some draft picks.
Yeah, you got a lot of young guys. They're a very young team. Think about how many young guys are starting right now.
Yeah.
Between Denzel Ward, Myles Garrett. The guys in the secondary, a lot of young guys. Left tackle's a rookie. The guy they got from Nevada. Corbett's a rookie.
Jarvis Landry.
There's a lot of rookies. Callaway's rookie. They're starting a lot of rookies. You couple that with the fact that they have $60 million in cap space right now. That number's obviously going to grow going into the offseason. I feel like any head coach is walking in, they're licking their chops, thinking like, you know, only an idiot couldn't succeed, like, going forward. And, you know, Hugh Jackson kind of takes it.
I think you got to look a little bit broader, too. You're in a tough division. Like, it's not it's appealing, sure, but, I mean, it's not, like, the cream of the crop, you know.
You're talking about...
Because you also want tradition. You want everything that's built into it, a culture that's there. So it's...
Tradition, like, culture, not there. Tradition, there.
Yeah.
I mean, they have tradition. I mean, they have...
It's a tradition. Since the
96, the expansion years, team, but I mean, they have how many world championships?
I don't know.
They have tradition. What they have now is a losing culture. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, if you're a guy that wants to, like, this is a good opportunity, in my opinion.
I think the Cowboys' job will be open after this year. I think
that's what people have been saying for years. I think.
Yeah, but I think it will be this year. I think there's going to be a few openings that are going to be. Highly sought after, and in a lot of ways, it's going to be those ones that are more highly sought after. Teams that have been there, done that. So
I think that I personally think the Browns job might be the most appealing going into this offseason, given the fact that they have, like I said,
what if Mike McCarthy gets fired?
The Packers job is more appealing.
Okay,
but if he doesn't get fired, then you know, as it stands now, there's only one. It's the most appealing job out there.
Yeah, it definitely is.
I'd say it's going to be more appealing than the Giants job. You're talking about if you want to be in a major market, like if that stuff appeals to you. But I'm talking from strictly a football standpoint. I think I'd rather go forward with, like, you know, having a rookie quarterback opposed to Eli Manning. You know, you have a rookie quarterback who's got stuff on tape who looks good.
They will have a rookie quarterback then, though.
Yeah, and you don't know what it's going to be like. I mean, you already know. You kind of have enough of an idea what Baker Mayfield's going to be like going forward. I think that's we'll says see. A lot. So to bring this back, though, I'm going to put the Jimmy Haslam hat on now.
Yeah, who are you hiring?
I'm hiring Lincoln Riley.
Okay.
I think he's a guy that he doesn't, like, you hear him talk.
It's like, such a pipe dream, though.
It's not a pipe dream.
Oh, it's a huge pipe dream.
I don't think it's a pipe dream. I think he's, like, you have a chance. Like, this is a legitimate chance for him to be an NFL head coach. I think it's more of a pipe dream, like, for him to be an NFL head coach than it is, like, for the Browns to get him there. I think if the Browns come knocking and saying, like, hey, we want you to be our new head coach. We want you to continue coaching with Baker. We have all this stuff right here. We're going to give you how much money you want. They're going to.
They have a better chance getting Jim Harbaugh.
If Jim Harbaugh gets fired. I think they are, like, infatuated. I think that they want they want their Sean McVay. And I think that.
If they go looking for it, that's the wrong way to do it.
The most important guy in your franchise right now is Baker Mayfield. And obviously he has a good relationship with them. They work well together. I assume
but then you literally handcuffed yourself to either of those guys. So you got you got 6 games on tape from Baker. Is that going to be enough for you to hire as head coach just to make him happy?
You just spent the first overall pick on him. Yeah, you probably like. I mean, I take the guy that.
Yeah, well, they did that with Jameis too. Most they didn't hire Jimbo Fisher to come in and coach him. So it's like,
a different situation. Jimbo is strictly. I think Lincoln Riley's name has been brought up as an NFL coach before, like this situation. Like
He was an offensive coordinator at Oklahoma.
Yeah, and it's a Sean McVay. I'm saying it's a Sean McVay effect. It's like a young, talented coordinator. I just feel like from the Browns' perspective, if the guy that you're most the cornerstone of your franchise is the quarterback, is it not?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then I mean I feel like you get the guy that's the best fit for him. I mean, obviously there's more goes into it than that, but if you get you hire him and. Like Doris gets guys that he feels are more comfortable at coordinator, whatever, whoever's running the defense, whatever. I don't know how it works. Maybe Lincoln Riley, the only way he comes is if he's picking his guys that he wants to, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I'd be shocked.
I would not be shocked. So then put your money where your mouth is. McCarthy's your,
I think that's
going to be? Yeah. So the guys available now, the guys that aren't currently at NFL head coaches.
Jim Schwartz.
Jim Schwartz is the name I hear. I don't think they're going to go defensive minded though.
I think they go someone that's done it before, and
so they say a guy that he likes. And I think it's scary is Malarkey.
That is scary.
That's scary. They said they say Doris is a big Malarkey guy. I've heard that on more than one occasion.
Munchak.
Oh, that's scary. I just feel like you're kind of going backwards in that way of thinking. That's kind of like a I don't know.
Well, okay, maybe. Josh McDaniels was just locked up for long term. Like, I don't see. Like, there's just not a lot.
He's got a lot of local ties, but I can't see him doing it. I think Matt Campbell makes sense. I do think.
I got to see some of the other
one. The name that I heard that is the most intriguing to me, which I would be like.
Bernie Kosar.
No, is Dabo. Dabo Sweeney is a name that has been like. I can't remember who brought it up.
I've heard it actually.
Yeah, but that's one name. They said he's getting kind of. He might be like kind of done with college football. Like, I don't know if that's true. This is all. Everything is smoke at this point. Who knows what what's true or not? But that is one name that I'm. If the Browns could get lucky enough to get that guy,
that's what you want.
Why wouldn't you want him?
I don't know.
The guy can run a program. He's very, very successful. I mean, I feel like he's a guy. He'd be a very big hire. I take that back. Not Lincoln Riley. Dabo's my guy. If I'm Jimmy Haslam. That's the guy I want running the Cleveland Browns next to the NFL head coach.
All right.
All right. Well, I guess moving on. We beat this into the ground. But that's how I feel. Jimmy Haslam's going
to. Do you think Hugh Jackson turns up elsewhere?
No.
You think he's done?
He might be a quarterback coach somewhere.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's done. Would you hire him?
No.
He's what a about guy, Todd Haley? The guy's made a mockery. I don't know. I feel like now the more you hear about Todd Haley, makes sense why you got fired in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's got to be a really good situation.
He's got to be like the biggest asshole like known to man. Like he's just not like you got to get that vibe. Like even just watching Hard Knocks, he's kind of like an asshole. It's kind of funny when you're watching Hard Knocks, but then
good job, you fucking kicker.
Yeah,
I like it. I mean, I liked a lot of what he said and a lot of what he was doing, but I don't have to deal with him every day. So
yeah, all right. So picks. So picks.
We'll do Steve's first.
So again, to recap, Steve 12-3 over the last 3 weeks. 4-1, 4-1, 4-1. He's still
hot.
He's seeking that elusive 5-0 week. Well, he's going to give us his picks here, and we'll just give Steve the mic. Here he is, and we're joined now with the man who's hotter than hot, Tito's handmade picks, Steve Schmidt. Steve, how you doing?
What's up, guys? I'm doing well. How are you? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. You doing any trick-or-treating tonight?
No. You know, I do have my Top Gun costume on, just in case I need to get Snickers on the way home.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Good move. So, the recap last week, Steve, you stayed hot. 4-1 again. What's your secret?
I don't know. Just picking winners. I try telling you guys.
Is it the Tito's?
Yeah, I think it's the Tito's.
It might be the Tito's. Okay. Tito's and water with a lime. That's what does it. You have one of them before, and you're ready to roll.
I'm gonna start drinking a whole lot more Tito's just because of you.
I need
some winners.
On my way to work, on my way home, just Tito's.
Yeah. So what do you, Steve? What do you like in this week? You can start wherever you want. You got the floor. College football or the NFL?
Yeah, we're gonna start with college football this week.
Okay.
First one I got Penn State plus 10.5 at the big house.
Okay.
Revenge game for the Wolverines.
I think Penn State has a chance to win this. Yeah, I think 10.5 is too many points. I don't think Michigan beats them like that if they win. So yes. Definitely big on Penn State.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, is that your only college pick?
No. Next one's Florida -6. Missouri's at Florida.
Okay.
It's going to be a big game. I think they easily cover a touchdown. Missouri's good, but they look at the game against Kentucky. I think Florida's just better, you know?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. That'll be a good matchup, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. The last one is a homer pick. I'm taking Pitt. +7.5 against Virginia.
I was wondering.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil my picks right now, Schmitty. But I don't know if this bodes well for me or if it bodes well bad for you. But I have two of those picks. I do like Pitt and I like Penn State as well too.
You should change
it. I love it. Yeah, okay. Big day for PA teams.
That's right.
I think they win. Honestly, they're right now. If they win this, they're top of the ACC Coastal. So
really,
yeah.
Wait, Pitt is?
Well, they're third right now and. What's it called? Virginia's first, so.
Jeez, that's.
Yeah, I know. If Virginia wins out, though, they have an actual, like, shot.
You know, I think I was fired up about Pitt getting bowl. If I'm a Pitt fan, I'm fired up they got bowl eligibility. Kind of like a step in the right direction getting bowl eligibility last week with that game versus Duke. Now they're fighting for an ACC championship game, so. You got to love that conference.
You know, I think they got something together here. It was a homer pick, but I believe in them.
Are you back on Narduzzi's bandwagon?
No, he's okay.
Not till he tweets you back.
I'm not sold on him right now.
Yeah, not till he hits you back on Twitter.
Right? I kind of went after him a little too much there.
He did block you, but that's no big deal. So,
all right, what else you got for us, Steve?
All right, NFL. I'm going with the Bills +10 against Chicago.
I like it.
I think that's a bounce back game. I also like the total. Total's 37.5. I think between both of them, they definitely go over on that. I just think Buffalo has a bounce back week against that game against the Patriots. They played them tough too. You know, they played them tough, and I think maybe Peterman will come in and do something, huh?
Nice. Maybe not.
Maybe Barkley will get a chance.
Yeah, probably.
So next one's Denver -1 against Houston.
Okay.
In Mile High. I like that game. I know there's going to be a lot of emotions there with the trades that happened, but Denver, I think, easily wins that game.
Yeah, emotions definitely running high in that game, I think, too. And I like that. I mean, that's a toss-up. I'm still not a believer in the Texans, personally. I mean...
No, you know, you can't count. Deshaun Watson is so good, you know. They're tough, you know.
I'm not a believer, to be honest, but we'll save that for another day. He's okay. He did great. I mean, you know... He made me eat my own words last week, you know, 5 touchdowns, no picks. But, you know, we'll see what he does Mile High.
So the last pick is for you, Eric. I'm taking Green Bay +5.5 against New England.
Okay. 5.5.
I think Rodgers has a big game. I think they need to do something. And I think it's a statement game. Everyone's comparing him and Brady. I think Rodgers comes out there and just lights it up.
He very well could. I think, like, these next two games are going to be a good teller. What happens with the
especially
Packers?
Especially last week against the Rams, that was crazy. I definitely think they played. You know, they played tough.
They played well enough to win, but couldn't get it done. So, on to next week, and that's the Patriots. Tough draw.
All right, hey, we need a 5-0 week out of you, Schmitty.
No pressure.
I'm trying, guys.
I could be close.
That Jacksonville one disappointed me. They played terrible over there.
They didn't show up.
Hey, Schmitty, you know, I hate to question you here, but I think I counted 6 picks there. You have 3 NFL, 3 college. So, you know, we'll throw one here as a bonus pick. If you happen to lose one early, we'll make it a bonus pick for you.
I counted 5.
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised, Derek. All right, Schmitty. Good talking to you.
Again, a pleasure. Happy Halloween. Thanks for having me on.
Steve Schmidt for joining us. Steve,
taking time out of trick or treating to stop in and give us some winners.
Very nice to take some time out of trick or treating, help us out. You know, dropping the Tito's, dropping everything just for us. You know, to give you dropping it for you guys because he's 12-3 over the last 3 weeks. It's all documented and recorded, so go back and listen if you don't believe us. 4-1, 4-1, 4-1.
It's about to be 5-6-0.
Yeah, thanks for the bonus pick, Steve. Anyway, it's time for our pick, so keep listening. Don't tune off yet.
Yeah, I'll go first, and then...
Tune off just yet. So, Eric, why don't you hit us first?
I only got one college game.
Okay, who do you got?
I got Alabama's under against LSU. What? It's scary. It's scary, but it's 54.5. I think...
You think Coach O gets those guys playing?
No, barely. I think it'll be like 38-10.
That's what you think of the score is going to be?
Yeah, something like that.
You think Alabama's going to kill them? Why don't you take Alabama then?
I mean,
if you think they're going to win by 28 points, why not take them in the with the points as well?
Okay, I'll take Alabama with the points.
Are you doing – did I just talk you into that?
Yep, there's a parlay for you. Put that in there.
Okay. All right, well, for real, I mean, if you think they're going to – if you're that confident, I think that LSU is going to actually going to give them –
28-14?
A game, yeah.
Okay, I'm okay. I mean, that's
I mean, what's the line, 14.5 right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see – I think it's going to be – yeah, I mean, it's in Baton Rouge –
it is.
Coach O gets those guys playing. That's the one team I think. Alabama, I will say this. There's always, whenever you don't think that anyone has a chance of beating them, granted they never had a guy like Tua playing quarterback, but it never fails. I feel like everyone always sneaks up on them. This year's probably different. And I, you know, maybe I'd want to believe that LSU's going to beat them, but yeah, I don't know. I can see him sneaking up. So right, if you want, I don't want to pressure into it.
No, I mean,
all right, you got your two picks. I feel like you're struggling for picks anyway.
I got those two. No, so I'm going to have six now, too. So.
All right, go ahead.
Going to NFL. NFL, I'm going to take the Buccaneers plus 6.5. They are on the road against the, I believe it's the Carolina Panthers. And let me get into over-under, too.
Oh, it's magic. It's magic.
Yes, exactly. You know. I think, yeah. I think they rally the troops. And 6.5. On the road, I think they cover.
Okay.
Next one, I'll take the Steelers plus 3 against the Ravens. I feel like anytime these teams match up, you just take the points.
I bet on that one earlier in the week.
The Steelers?
I jumped out the early lines, yeah. I didn't take it for my 5.
I'm not a whole lot confident in it, but I just take the points in that rivalry every time. So next one, I'll take the Saints to finally end the Rams winning streak and beat the Rams Sunday in New Orleans. Saints minus 1.5. I think they win by a score.
Saints minus 1.5, or are they?
Minus 1.5.
They're favored.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that all?
No. My last one's the Tennessee Titans, plus 6.5 against the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night.
Okay. Why do you like that one?
Well, I don't think the Cowboys are that good.
You always. That's like, just as much
they're
as
you 3-4. The so they're 3-4. They're under 500, so I'm right then.
All right. Well, I don't know about that against the spread, but.
Oh.
But you're not. You're always just as much as you like the Bulls, you're always killing the Cowboys. I'm just throwing it out there. I know. I'm not saying anything.
Sorry, right, I don't think they're a good team.
I notice these things. Ten episodes in. This
all right.
Fall. All right.
Let's hear your winners.
All right. Losers. So my winners. I've come to the conclusion. I've been over the past couple of weeks. I've been undefeated betting college football. Not every week, but a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I have not been doing well in the NFL.
Going to all college?
No, I'm going to keep my NFL picks to a minimum. One this week.
Nice. And
I'm going to go the opposite of what you said. I like Los Angeles going into the Big Easy, and I like them, and I like them beating New Orleans. I think it's going to be – it's not a knock on New Orleans. I just feel that – Los Angeles is just
– this is good news for me, though, just based on your recent NFL picks. So.
Yeah, you're probably right, but – that's one line I saw earlier I liked. I'm not taking this one as well, but another one I do like. I liked it more 2 days ago, but with the Chiefs, I got them at 8-point favorites versus the Browns in Cleveland.
Okay.
Wow. That just has potential to me to be like a
blowout.
A blowout. I mean, I just can't see like the – I see the Browns. I mean, I saw the Browns quitting versus Steelers, and I put a bet in before they fired Hugh. And I feel like, you know, things go south for them versus the Chiefs pretty quick. I can see the Chiefs just, like, putting it to them.
It could. I mean, last time the Browns won at home, they needed a rally possum, and I'm pretty sure Greg Williams said he eats those things, so this could be a problem.
Yeah, so there's no more possums around with Greg.
Yep.
Greg in charge. But, no, that's it's all. My one NFL pick, just so we can clear it up, Los Angeles Rams going to the Big Easy, beating New Orleans.
All right.
NFL or college football here. I'm going to start with my Tennessee Vols. 20.5-point favorites at home versus Charlotte.
Powerhouse Charlotte.
Tennessee, I know they lost a heartbreaker last week. I see them getting better and better each week.
Taking some frustration.
Yeah, I feel like from my research on Charlotte, they're, you know, a pretty mediocre football team. I think Tennessee can beat them by 3 touchdowns. I think Tennessee's defense is getting better and better every week.
I thought it was 28.
20.5 points.
Oh, 20.5.
Okay. 20.5, yeah. So I'm taking the Vols there. Another one I like our guest picker, Schmitty, said Penn State, 10.5-point underdogs at Michigan. Michigan's a good football team. I feel like Penn State's a good football team. McSorley, I don't see McSorley. I feel like them losing by more than 10 points is kind of a blowout.
It's hard to bet on Michigan given 10 points. Against anybody, honestly.
Right. You're talking about a seasoned quarterback. He's been in every stadium imaginable.
Shea Patterson?
No. 10 points is not like – I feel like he can keep it within 10 points. I don't see Michigan blowing the top off, and I'll be surprised if they do, but I feel like Penn State is a pretty good bet there.
I'm with you.
Michigan State, I'm not sure what this line's at now. When I got it yesterday. This is the lines from yesterday. Michigan State, one-point underdog at Maryland. Or, I'm sorry, one-point favorite at Maryland. Now, this was before the news came about Durkin being reinstated and then fired. So, all this just came out since I placed this bet.
Okay.
So, I'm still taking Michigan State. Statbook, can you give us an updated line on that?
Yeah.
So, as of right now, Michigan State minus one at Maryland. In my last pick, this one, I can't go. I did like Pitt, 7-point favorites at UVA.
Yeah.
Is that
a night game?
I'm not sure what time it is.
Okay.
But because our guest picker had that, I don't have too many of the same picks. I'm going to go with the Buckeyes. At home versus Nebraska, 17.5-point favorites. You know, I feel like Nebraska is one of those teams. They're going to be getting better and better each week. But 17.5 points for an Ohio State team who still, you know, has a legitimate chance to play in the college football playoff, I don't feel like that is enough points. I think they beat them by 3 touchdowns.
Okay.
I think they need to start winning these games by 3 touchdowns to kind of even, you know, build their case to get into the college football playoff. And I think Urban knows that. I feel like this is a story with Ohio State every year.
I don't know.
But that's how it stands for me.
Okay.
Thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, I like the Michigan State one stands out. It's a little scary, though. 85% of the actions on Michigan State, the lines actually moved down. It says it opened at 3.
It opened at 3. What's it at now?
2.5.
I got it. I'll show you right here.
Okay, Kyle. I'm looking.
You're looking at it.
Michigan minus 3.
Michigan State minus 1.
All right.
Michigan. Well, you're one of those.
Teased it.
Michigan. You think Michigan and Michigan State are the same school? You're like my mother.
Pretty much are.
Just joking. Even my mom doesn't know that. Shout out to you, Dubs. She always listens. All right. I guess that's all we got for today. No real fantasy talk. But we will keep our fantasy
league going.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had 14 of 15.
Dang.
Yeah. Gary won it the first week, 142 points. Ray Mundo, he won it last week. He dominated it, too.
No, he didn't dominate.
Someone came back
and kept it close. Well, it was you?
It was me. You were second place. I lost by like 2 points or something, yeah.
Yeah, that hurts. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did, yeah. Because you had...
Derek Carr probably, and he stopped playing in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you had a couple Packers, too.
I did, yeah.
You had Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones.
Yeah. So, so be on the lookout for that. It will be on our social media pages. But if you're in the league already, just be sure you get your lineup in so we don't have to go chasing you around.
Yeah, it'll already be in there saved.
Yeah, so all you have to do is just re-enter. You could re-enter it today. I'm not sure anyone who has, but there's 15 spots. So hop in one of those spots, and if you are interested – please message one of us, and we'll definitely get you a spot. It's only a $5 entry, and it's a lot of fun.
And you can take our money.
Well,
probably a very good chance.
Yeah, probably a good chance.
Yeah.
So, guys, again, thanks for joining us. Blow the Whistle, episode 10. We'll be back next week to talk some more sports. And until then, have a good week.
Good luck, guys.